This is Reuben Levy. We're learning together the book Gan HaShalom by Avshalom Arush, Garden of Peace. We're in the Hebrew version, on page 196. We're learning about the importance of peace, the importance of Shalom Bayit above everything. What's the name? Is it Ella? Didn't you yet?
Akiva
Kapowitz. Tell me again.
Akiva.
Nice to meet you, Akiva. Are you married?
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
9 months.
Psh, about 10. About 10. Okay. Have you read this book?
I have one in English.
Okay, so we're learning the secret to happy, wonderful marriage, fulfilled marriage. So in this chapter, chapter 9, we're learning the importance of peace. The importance of peace at all costs, above everything else. Husband needs to know that there's nothing worth sacrificing his Shalom Bayit for. Certainly not his own honor, and certainly not any financial considerations. Wife wants something, give it to her without any argument. For the sake of a small amount of money, if the person loses his Shalom Bayit, he loses his parnasa. The wife is the bracha in the home. Brings in this chapter several examples. Brings another one now. Od dugma achat boletet biyoter yisod zeh hi hinuch hayiladim. So another example, which is very apparent in understanding this principle, is a matter of chinuch yiladim, educating children. So what happens? So he brings an example. Lifamim, sometimes ha'isha koeset al yadim. Sometimes the wife can get angry with the children. So weket, she can shout at them. Mevazeh otam, she can rebuke them. Va'af makeh otam, and even hit them. Rabal and the husband, what he meant to do at this time, when he sees this happening. Mitoch rachamim wotzeh lagen aleihem. Out of mercy, he wants to protect them. V'hu muchan la'bed b'shul zeh et ha'shalom im mishto. And he's prepared to sacrifice his shalom bayit in order to do so. Right? It's a very, very difficult position husband's put in. Husband sees that his wife shouting at the kids. Really, they don't deserve it. What does he do? So the common reaction is for the husband to try and step in. If he's really on the wrong track, he'll shout at his wife and say, criticize her, it's not appropriate, why are you shouting at them? What are they're only children, they don't know what they're doing, leave them alone, chas v'shalom, disaster. If he's a little bit better, he'll try and step in and try and diffuse the situation and act like middleman, peace broker, everything's okay here, I don't think we need to get so excited, everyone's okay, let's just calm down. Also, very dangerous thing to do. Why? Because if his wife feels in any way that she's not being 100% supported by her husband, you're going to lose your Shalom Bayit. And it's not worth it. Even for the sake of protecting the kids. We're going to see why. He's going to explain further now. U'be'emet mu'vad ma she'shechach she'gam al ishto tzarechu l'rachem. And in truth, apart from the fact that the husband at this point usually forgets that not only on his kids he needs to have mercy, but he also has to have mercy on his wife, but usually forgets that at this point. So apart from that, ulai kashela, maybe it's difficult for her, ulai hikva afisat kochot, maybe she's already come to the end of her energy, so to speak. She's had a really bad day. Maybe in truth the kids also weren't behaving well at all. Ulai be'emet yesh la midat ka'as she mishtaletet aleha. Maybe she does have an attribute, a trait of anger, which is controlling her. She'ad bevadai tzrichim lerachem aleha. And then certainly, one should have mercy on her. Otu gorem liyeladav nezek bilti hafich. He also causes his children irreversible damage. Shehu ba'alafim ha'amim garo v'imash nisal limnoa, which can be 1,000 times worse than the trouble he's trying to prevent. Ki chose shalom v'ayid mazig l'chinuch yeladim harbe yoter mikol ha'bizyonot v'af ha'makot sheyeladav mekablim mishlo. Because the lack of shalom v'ayid in a home is far more damaging to the children than the rebukes and even being hit by the mother. Children know that the ima can get emotional, can get upset, can lose it, and they take it into account. It's not such a big deal. It's not nice. It's not fun. It's not such a big deal. But if the husband loses his shalom bayit and the children see that there's no shalom bayit, far worse for the children to deal with a lack of shalom bayit than anything else. B'midah tova mubah ein bituach tov yoter liyadim mutzlachim me'asher shalom bayit. The better thing to do is that there's no greater security for children than shalom bayit. B'chol zman she'yish shalom bayit afilu tase ishto et atuyot ha'gadolo biyoter b'chinuch ze lo yazig liyadim kvar. And therefore, even though a wife may make the biggest mistakes in educating her children, this won't damage the children at all. Of Irish rites, it won't damage the children at all. So long as there is shalom bayit in the home, and the Shekhinah is resting in that home. And although it looks from the externally that it could be very damaging to the children, of Irish rites here, there will be no damage at all to the children. Why? Because the shalom bayit, the Shekhinah is protecting them. Have nothing to worry about. Nimsa shelichorahu vital dvar gadol meod lemana shalom shelo agen al yiladim bifnei otam bizyonot. So even though it looks like he's giving up something very great in order to protect his shalom bayit, right? To protect his children from being attacked some way. Aval bamet hu lo lafsik klum, but in truth he doesn't lose anything. Rak yirviach harbe meod. In fact, he actually only gains from a number of different ways. He now explains how this gains the husband and not it doesn't cause a loss. First of all, etzem hashalom shebein ish v'isha. So the first benefit is it's the peace, the shalom bayit between the husband and wife. Sheyiladim gedelim bevayit kazeh shechayim bo bahava. That the children will grow up in a home like this, that they live a life full of love. V'hem ro'im u'margishim she'ein shum peirud v'chiluk bein ava v'ima. And they see and they feel that there's no separation, nothing comes between the father and the mother. Elahem guf echad. They see that they're just one body. Yechida achat bilti nifredet, one entity without division. Zenoten liyadim ahava l'chaim. This gives children a love for life. Mekoach atzum itmodedim akashim, and great power, strength to deal with problems in life. But if not, acharkach et chayei hanisuim habuim shalahem, and to build later on their own married life in a healthy way. ולכן עצם השלום הוא בעצמו ערובה לבריאות הנפש של הילדים. Therefore, the shalom bayit itself is the main thing for ensuring that the children have a healthy soul. אפילו יעברו מה שעברו, even if they have to go through what they have to go through. ומה זאת? But on the other side, Sheyelet gadel b'vayit she'ein shalom bayit ben horim. When a child grows up in a house where there's no shalom bayit between the parents, who gadal in bayot nefshiot, he grows up with problems in his nefesh. Kasher lo limadod imachayim, it's difficult for him to deal with life. A safek gadol im yuchav ba'atzmo lakim mishpacha karui, and it's in grave doubt whether or not he himself will be able to establish an appropriate family. In care, and if so, ma'oil abal harachaman barachmanuto. Therefore, if that's so, how is it going to help this husband who thinks he's being kind and merciful by stepping in to stop his wife? Hare b'chop ha'am shehu nechalet la'gen le'yiladav. Each time he decides to protect the children, who hores et ha'shalom, he destroys the shalom bayit. Zeh b'diyuk k'mo l'chachat patish ishpul ha'aros et nafsham shel yiladav. And this is exactly like taking a hammer and breaking, destroying the souls of his children. So, second benefit. Mishur hamiyadi. Sha'abao mitnaheg b'sechel ve'ino ma'ir l'ishto al hanachato. When a husband acts with sense and does not criticize his wife because of her behavior, ba'af batzdik ota, and even he supports her, azai ishto mekabelet bitachon she'ba'ala letzida, then the wife gets confidence that the husband is on her side. Ateche zeh magia la et kol ha'atzavim, and this immediately calms her down from all of her upset. V'hi mitmalet b'simcha, and it fills her with happiness to see that her husband is on her side. Mitzcharet al hanhugata, and she regrets her actions. Meitiva im yeladim, and she makes up with the children. Menafeket mepayesotam, and she treats them nicely and appeases them. Bechlatz u'chim ladat she'akas shel ha'ima eino pogeh b'yeladim k'mo kash shel abah. And you should know there's a rule that the anger of a mother does not damage children like the anger of a father. Ki hem yodim b'toch tocham shekach hi midatach, because they know inside themselves that this is just her way. Shepoelet al pi regesh, that she acts according to her emotions. Gushem shehi menu'a lechos aleihem, and just like she's quick to get angry with them. K'mokem b'yut b'diuk hi menu'a lenachem lefanek, so too she's very quick to calm down and to comfort and be nice to them. Masheinkem hakas shel abba, but that's not the same when Abba gets angry. Shem pogeya b'nafsham ma'od, and that does cause them a great damage. U'machnis b'hem pachad nora, and puts in them a great fear. U'mazot, on the other side, ka'asher ba'al me'ir l'ishto ha'yechasam li'yiladim, when a husband criticizes his wife on the way she's treating the children, ki nifka'at mikach ad omek neshamatach, she is damaged by this, the criticism from her husband, to the depth of her soul. Ke'itzad yitachen shehu eino mevin l'liba, how is it possible that he, my husband, does not understand my heart? That he's not a medlet sidan, he's not standing with me, he's not supporting me. And now what's happening is that husband and the children are on the other side, all of them against her. For sure this is not going to cause her to make up with the children. Rather than the contrary, she's going to be even more angry on them. Because on account of them, she got criticized by her husband. And because of them, she lost her shalom bayit. And therefore, she will be mitnakem on them.
Yeah, she'll
seek revenge on them. She'll blame them. Hashlishi, the third reason why it's best not to try and defend the kids in such a situation. Gamrachina masit. Also, practically speaking, greida derech yichida latzliach letapel bebayot elu o acherot habitoyim. The best way to deal with these situations and others like them, yeah, derech shel shalom, is the way of peace. Kikshesha avalish pre shalom, as a yeish et asiyata dishmaya. Because when there is peace, then a person has siyata dishmaya, heavenly help. But yet yishubdat, and he also has yishubdat. He's got clarity of thought. Hanachon, correct clarity of thought. Ketzad letapel b'baya, how to deal with the problem. Kikosol sof, so echin letapel b'baya b'omek. Because at the end of the day, the husband does need to. There's a problem here that he's dealing with. Lasot tipul shoresh, he needs to do some tipul shoresh, some root canal work. He needs to go to the roots of the problem. Lama isha higia lematzavase, he needs to work out why did the wife get to such a position. Ma shoresh abaya, what's the root? Why did this happen? Why did I come home and see my wife screaming at the kids? I have to work out what's going on here. There's a problem. Barak al yidei shalom yesh et hakelim hanachonim letapel b'bayot b'surah mitiv. And only through peace will the husband have the correct tools to deal appropriately with this problem. Baal yakar tavin. My dear husband, you should understand. Yesh lecha shalom bayit. If you have shalom bayit, yeshecha siyata dishmaya. You have siyata dishmaya, heavenly help. V'zeh mitbatei b'yishub da'at. And this expresses itself in the fact that you will have clarity of thought. She'tukul l'chapesh l'vareh li'etyetz. And that will mean that you'll be able to look for and clarify and understand v'la'da'at and to know ma shoresh and ma pitaron, what the source of this problem is and what its solution is. Lebayot shel hayiladim or shel hayishta, to the problem of the children or of the wife. Achen tuchal itpalel l'Hashem, and then you will be able to pray to Hashem. She'ayir et einecha, that He will enlighten your eyes. Ma'atikun and it's rachu chuniyot v'gashmiot. What needs fixing here, spiritually or materially? V'tiyeh l'cha siyata d'shmaya, and you'll have siyata d'shmaya. She'mishamayim ya'ariru l'cha et amet, because from heaven they will enlighten you with the truth. Lumat zot, but on the other hand, Aidei harot adam mafsid et hakol, through criticizing, the husband loses everything. Hu lo yagia la'olam l'pitron habiti, he will never arrive at the true solution. En mishon shelo tiyeh lo siyata d'shmaya, whether because he doesn't have siyata d'shmaya, hu lo ya'riru lo et amet, Asher shel davar, and they don't show him from heaven the true cause of the problem. Behen or whether mechanach kasher in shalom ein adat mishuvet klal elaki soeret mobelet, or whether it's because that when there's no shalom by it, then the husband does not have a settled mind and he's full of confusions and distractions. Right? So we can't think logically what to do. Either way, the husband's not going to get to the correct solution if he's not doing it through shalom bayit. Imsak, shesha adam mit akesh lagen al yiladav. Therefore it turns out that when a husband is stubborn in order to protect and stand up for his children, al cheshbon shalom bayit, at the sake and by sacrificing his shalom bayit, afilu shelechora nireshet tzedek imo, even though it seems that apparently he's right to do so, ki ro'eh yiladav soblim, because he sees that his children are suffering, rotzeh lagen aleihem, and he wants to defend them, lamaseh hu mafsid et tovat yiladav, in the end, in practice, he's losing the benefit to his children, right? It's causing them a loss, ve'ilu kasher hu mevatel hagana, and if he would forgo, give up this defending the children, even though it looks like he's losing out by doing nothing, in practice he's actually gaining everything. Therefore we need to remember, Great is peace. Ba'asur lekalkelet shalom bayit bishvil eizah davar shehi. And it's forbidden to wreck your shalom bayit for anything. Ela letapel b'bayot b'drachim anachonot. Rather to deal with the problems in the correct way. B'noam u'bahava. With kindness and with love. B'bli lifgoa b'shalom kahu zeh. Without damaging the shalom bayit at all. Zaklal, and this is the rule. Gadol hu shalom bayit. How great is shalom bayit? Zalom meshaneh ma bayah. It doesn't matter what the problem is. But kamahi harifa. How sharp, how strong the problem is. Kodem kol shomrila ma shalom bayit. The first thing to remember is always to protect shalom bayit. Sheyesh shalom azay borei olam shochem b'bayit. When you have shalom, then the creator of the world is resting in your home. V'yeish livnei hazug ezra mishamayim. And the couple have help from shamayim. V'kalut yuchulu liftor et habayah. And with quite simple to solve the problem. Ayidei tefilot, through prayer. Sichot, through conversation. Idyatzot, through getting advice, etc. Right, it's a big klal to remember. It's not easy. Because it means going against our nature. Our nature is to defend the children. Our nature is to see this is right and this is wrong, and to stick up for what we think is right. Right? It's the right thing to do. They think you're wrong and they're right, and I have to show you. So we have to learn to go against our own nature. Put my own nature on hold. Right now, I really want to say something. Right now, I can see this is right and that's wrong. I have to know, put my emunah in Rav Arash, in Rabbeinu, and Sadiqim, put my emunah in the fact that I'm not going to do what I think is right here, I'm going to do what I've been told. Because that's what I've been told, even though it doesn't look good to me. I'm going to have emunah and trust that this is the right thing to do. I'm going to stay quiet, I'm going to support my wife, and then I'm going to see in practice that everything turns out fine. Mamash, we had the same thing. It's a common Shabbat yesterday. My older daughter, who's now 13, Baruch Hashem, she should be well. 13, but she thinks she's like 18. So she got upset about an issue. She didn't think it was fair. It's not right. Right? And she was discussing the issue with my wife. My wife was very, right, quite clear about where she stood on it. And my daughter got very upset and went off. Went out upstairs into a room, usual. I didn't say nothing. I said nothing, nothing, nothing. I'm not getting involved. I'm not taking sides, right? What am I going to do? Everything my wife says is fine, it's wonderful, even though I might have different opinion. Right? My opinion, I'm not putting my opinion into this. What happened? I stayed protecting my wife, defending my wife, give her strength. A few minutes later, my wife gets up, goes upstairs by herself to my daughter, goes and speaks to her in a room. 5 minutes later, they're both down, friends, hugging, like nothing happened. Right? Bring you away what you said here. Right? Tov. Lohorim ayikarim shalom. Dugma nosefet. There's another example which we can give that's very common. Kasheli sha yesh ta'anot al chamota. When a wife has claims or arguments against her mother-in-law, I think that's what chamota is. V'hi mitlonenet la'ba'ala al zeh, and she complains to her husband about it. She complains to you about your mother. Right? Your mother, she's annoying me. She just wants everything her own way. She comes over, she starts criticizing the way I'm running the house. She starts looking in the fridge and saying, what's this? She's calling me and saying stuff. She wants to do it her way. She won't let me do anything my way. There's friction. Shem creates friction dafka. So it's very common that friction between the wife and the mother-in-law. So what happens? So the wife, if there's true shalom by it, then the wife discusses everything with the husband. Even the fact that she doesn't like your mother. She has to tell you. Right? She's your wife. She's your other half of your neshama. Right? So she tells you, I don't like your mom. She's really annoying me. Or whatever it is. Gam kan im yeda baal v'yizko sha'ayikah hu lishmol ha'shalom shel ishto. Also here, the husband needs to know, remember, that the main thing is to keep his shalom bayit with his wife. As I afal shekoev lo ma'od shemadirin al harav. So even though it's very painful for him to hear his wife saying not nice things about his parents, hu yigaber al haka'ev, he needs to overcome, to be strong over his pain. Yet stiket ishto, he should say that his wife is right. He should confirm what she's saying. He should say that she's right. V'yiten la'eta hagibui hamalei, should give her full confidence. Yeta hagasha shehu mavin l'liba, and give her the understanding that he feels, he understands, he empathizes, what she's going through, right? That he understands what she's feeling. Maskimita, and he agrees with her, or medlet sidavish leimut. He agrees with her and he's on her side 100%. I'm with you 100%. I need to agree. My wife is more important, right? I don't know if you're going to bring it here, but it's clear from Bereshit. Bereshit says the man should leave his mother and father's home and cleave to his wife. The wife comes above the mother and father. You need to cleave to your wife, be at one with your wife, above your mother and father. Meaning, if there's a dispute, she's on one side, they're on the other. Even if she's completely wrong, she's completely right. You have to go 100% with her. And that's the only thing to do. The only thing to do. Even though it's very hard, and it could cause a split in the family. Very dangerous for the husband to try and defend his parents against the wife. The wife will feel very threatened. Echura abal hazeh viter al devar gadol. And you see, obviously the husband has to give up something very great. The kavod of his harav, the respect, the honor of his parents. Bishvil HaShalom, for the sake of peace. Ulam be'emet ein kibud horim gadol mizeh. But in truth, you should know there's no greater respect for parents than this. She'banam chai b'shalom bayit im ishto, that their son lives in shalom bayit with his wife. So even though the wife says, I don't want to go to your parents, not for Seder night, not for Rosh Hashanah, not for nothing, I'm not interested, I don't like them, they don't like me, I can't stand them. Right? Even though the husband thinks, well, that's not kavod for my parents. My parents have invited us to come over. How can I say we can't come? It's not kavod. I've got a kavod out there. No, there's no greater kavod for parents than having their children live in shalom bayit according to Torah law. Even if they don't see it. Even if they get very upset. Ma'od shebizchut ha'shalom ma'ava shelo lishto. And what else? That in the merit of the love and peace with his wife, he titpayes benakal, she will become more easily appeased. Shalom yashuv lishkon beino levein harav, and peace will return between her and his parents. Ki me'achashe hi magisha shabala letzida, because once the wife feels that the husband is on her side, as I then it doesn't matter to her so much, it doesn't bother her so much, all those things which were bothering her before. Now she knows that the husband is on her side, so Tov, your parents annoy me, I don't really care. Tov, let's go, fine, whatever, we'll go, I'll ignore them, we'll go. Right? She's not so bothered. Why? Because she now knows that her husband is 100% on her side. She doesn't need to feel worried at all. And even if you say that there are occasions where sometimes she still has claims against her parents-in-law, midat ha-yosher goremet la shelo na'im la lariv im ha-ba'ala shekol kach tov ima, then what will happen is, fine, she still doesn't like them, but there's a midat of yosher, there is a trait of straightness, correctness, which will overcome her, meaning that it's not nice for her to be arguing with her husband when he's being so nice to her. And one way or another, she'll find a way to act. In order to keep shalom bayit with her husband and also to for his parents. So what's he saying? So if the husband stands up for his wife and says, you're 100% right, I agree with you 100%. So either she'll calm down, she'll go, you know what, fine, let's go. They're not so bad after all. Or if she still has really a strong dislike for them, she'll still find a way to make peace because the husband is being so nice and she sees that he's giving up his... you're right, 100% I'm with you. I'm not going to go, I'm not going to speak to them, whatever you want. So she doesn't want her husband to have to suffer. And when he's being so nice to her, I know that you're really like trying for me, Masiva Nefesh, on my sake. So let's work out a way that it can a solution. And you'll come to a solution. So we'll stop there. Zat Hashem, have some more thoughts, how to live.